Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, to most of us, the World Series means the best of the best baseball teams. Absolutely. But when I think of World Series meals, I'm thinking of the best possible foods that I could possibly eat for the best of the best. And when I think of best, I'm thinking of wild Pacific salmon, curried ginger chicken breast, maybe a fabulous salad. If I only had a personal chef, wouldn't that be so cool? But we do have an awesome, she's not a chef, but she's a sports nutrition expert who really knows how to cook. Leslie Bonsi with us. She's a registered dietitian as well. She's going to convince us that we can prepare and eat such high quality meals anytime at any age. Why not? Let's start today. Leslie, thanks so much for being with us. It is It's just so great. We all seem to be overwhelmed by something that sounds really good, but they can be pretty simple and great for us, can't they?
You know, they can, and actually, going on this theme of the World Series, and you know what happens in baseball, you have to round the bases, and so even if somebody were to construct a meal that way, is first base might be our protein source, and second base might be whatever we do in terms of produce, and third base might be our grains, and we round the home plate with a little bit of fat. There you go. I mean, you kind of put it all together, and you have created a home run.
Ah, that was brilliant. Of course, coming from you, it wouldn't surprise me, but a home run for it goes through all four bases. Well, let's just start with, and again, I just want to emphasize, I think what you said is that you don't have to be super, super active and high-level performer to have these high-quality foods. So what's a good breakfast example, Leslie?
Well, one of the things that people tend to be remiss in at breakfast is getting adequate amounts of protein. So how can we do that easily? But a lot of people give the excuse that they don't want to have to cook it in the morning. Let's start the night before. I do a lot of cooking demos with athletes and baseball players included, and they love overnight oatmeal. It is awesome. So we would start with either a plain or a vanilla Greek yogurt, about a half a cup. We would add about a half a cup of a low-fat milk. We would add about a half of a cup of oatmeal, mix it all up, let it sit the night before, and then we'll embellish by adding in some berries, or at this time of the year, a chopped apple or banana. There's our fruit, and we top it off with a little bit of walnut and maybe a little bit of cinnamon, and you got it. Overnight oatmeal, all the bases.
I love that. And you know what I found interesting there? You're mentioning athletes and the protein need and a great performance breakfast, and you didn't say anything about protein powder. So we can get all the protein we need from just foods.
We can, and there are some times that people find the protein powders to be extremely convenient, but we can also look in our refrigerator or even in our cabinet and find great sources of protein too.
That's fantastic. I love that. And I'm a big fan of overnight oatmeal, too. I have my kids jump in and pick what they want the night before, and it makes it heading off to school a breeze. You know, I don't have to worry about it. It's ready to go. They eat it, and they're out the door. So that's very helpful. Let's talk about lunch. Give us an example of a lunch one.
Okay, so lunch, when we start with our protein, we're going to do something easy, is if somebody says, I have leftover chicken from the night before, or maybe I'm buying the grilled chicken strips that I can keep in the freezer and pull out, and then I'm going to add to that some black beans, love them, and a little bit of lettuce, and a little bit of salsa, so I'm getting 3-for-1 on the vegetables. Then I'm going to add a little bit of brown rice, and I might top it with a little bit of guacamole instead of sour cream, and now I have rounded those bases. I've done something in under 5 minutes that is eye-thrilling, gut-filling. It sits on all ends.
Oh, I'm sitting here just salivating. I love the guacamole. I'm an avocado freak. Guacamole topping. That was brilliant. And beans are a magic source of protein. Yes, and you sort of stuck them in there. It sounded divine. Okay, it's dinner time, and I need to go. I need a home run. So what do you got for me?
All right. So my home run for dinner is we're going to start with baby shrimp. The frozen ones, because, I mean, literally, this is under a one-minute heat, so I've got a little bit of oil going in a pan, and I might add a little garlic because my last name is in a vowel. I can't help myself. I put the shrimp in there. I'm going to add some edamame and maybe a frozen Asian vegetable. I'm going to stir-fry that. I'm going to do that over an udon noodle and a ginger sesame sauce, and I have got that meal.
Yum. That's fantastic. So that's a whole day of protein rich, fiber rich, lots of vegetables that anybody can really have and anybody can prepare. It sounds easy enough that, you know, anybody could whip it up in their kitchen. Now, I guess let's give them a tip on what are we doing between snacks. Should we be snacking on fruits?
Well, one of the things that in snacking, and studies that have looked at this, snacking is also an opportunity to get some protein in, and most people don't. So if somebody's going to do fruit, maybe they pair it with some cheese or even something like nut butter on an apple. Or the other wonderful thing I'll do with a plain Greek yogurt, I'll add to it a little taco seasoning, and then you pop it with your veggies or a few whole grain fibers. You have the protein, you've got the vegetables, you're ready to go.
Num, num, num. I'm just going to move in with you. You wouldn't mind. I'd be in such good shape. I probably lived 120 and just be still running. I mean, I'm not a runner actually anymore. I'm a biker, but I love to bike. Which, by the way, she has this amazing book. I've got to get it. It's called Bike Your Butt Off. I think that is just brilliant. Oh, and she also has another one called Run Your Butt Off and Walk Your Butt Off. So, got anybody listening, you need to go look for those books. They sound wonderful. I want to get back to the bases. Would you just remind everybody what is on each of the four bases to get a home run?
Sure. So first base, we're looking at our source of protein, whether that's dairy, eggs, meat, fish, chicken. On second base, we've got the produce. So that's fruit, vegetable in any way, shape, or form, with the exception of a fruit snack, that doesn't count. On third base, we have whatever we're doing is our grains. That could be quinoa, it could be rice, it could be a pasta, or it could be something like a potato or a nice whole grain bread or cereal. And rounding the bases to home plate, we get the good fats on the plate. If that's olive oil, if that's nut butter, seeds, avocado. So when we do that, we're not just emphasizing one base. We've got all of them. That's how we bring it on home, and that's how we create that winning plate.
And that's true for every single meal, including breakfast, right? We should follow that same guideline for all of the meals. And I guess a little bit even for snack, because like you mentioned, a lot of us miss out the protein on snacks.
Absolutely. So definitely all the meals. And when we think about breakfast, it thinks more than one item. So yes, we want to have, and we probably will, some kind of a carb, whether that's a grain or a fruit. But let's embellish upon that and add some kind of a protein as well. The benefit of that is you actually feel fuller for longer, so by the time it gets to the next meal, you're less likely to overconsume.
Okay.
So those...
I'm sorry, we're both excited. Go ahead, Carolina. Sorry.
I know. I am excited. You're a biker, and I'm starting to begin to try to be a runner. I used to be a runner, then I had kids, and now I'm trying to be a runner again. So my question to you, since you're so good and you train professional athletes of this, so I'm going to take advantage that I have you here and I have your ear. On days that I am going to have race day, do I want to modify those bases and kind of go heavy on one group or another?
Well, it's not really necessary to do so. You know, a lot of people tend to overcarb, and that really isn't what needs to happen. Again, the body wants consistency. So if you're doing things with that kind of a look on your plate regularly, you're going to be absolutely fine on a race day. The only modifications that I might make is the form. For instance, if somebody's used to having a more solid breakfast, like an egg and a wrap or something like that, they might find if they have a morning race that, that isn't always comfortable, and they might be more comfortable doing something like a smoothie. But my rules all the time, never try anything new on a race day. You always try it in practice to make sure that your stomach doesn't rebel.
That's great advice, and you're right about that. I have made that mistake myself and kind of put a list together of foods not to have before race after I had to stop in about, I don't know, 6 bathroom stops in a 5K. That was not fun. So learning from my mistakes and learning from your advice. Thank you, Leslie, so much for being with us. I want to send everybody to your website so they can find out more. And that's activeatingadvicebyleslie.com. In the meantime, look for her books, the Run Your Butt Off, Walk Your Butt Off, the Bike Your Butt Off, as well as the Active Calorie. Thank you so much for being with us. In the meantime, visit us on our Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Eat well and stay well.